In instead of you, Neil Atkinson, Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers, after Everton beat Liverpool 0-0 at Goodison Park on Sunday. We're going to get stuck into it as we always do. We'll discuss the approaches, we'll discuss bits and pieces, we'll discuss the subs, we'll discuss as the game sort of wore on, what Liverpool could or couldn't have done differently, and we'll go from there. But we will start with the initial selection, and I'm going to ask you both a question, flat as anything. Do you think Ronaldo was fit?
As flat as the game.
Flat as the game. Do you think Ronaldo was fit?
No.
Do you think Ronaldo was fit?
No.
For me, this is... Everyone's talking about the subs. And
they
I
obviously think he was fit enough, let me caveat that. They obviously gambled that they thought he was.
I think they've got a bit of a 50-50 call, and they went with him being fit enough. And everyone's talking about the subs, and we'll come on to the subs, but I think you can understand what he's trying to achieve with each of the subs. Certainly, if you use this as your starting point, is Ronaldo fit isn't Ronaldo fit, Dan. But the first thing to me is... it's strange in that I thought we've seen enough from other footballers to not necessarily feel as though we need to gamble on someone who's 75-80% fit for a game like this one.
Yeah. Is he fit? Has he got a knock? No, probably. Is he fit? Has he played, what, 4 in 10 days or something like that after coming back from a knock? Yeah. That you know, he might not be as fit in that sense is what I think. And the game's funny. The thoughts of both managers almost make it a game, or almost make it two games in one. You're almost dealing with a game that goes 0-60 and then a game that goes 60-30. And I think if both managers, I can probably hazard a guess that Silva gets it right in terms of how he guesses where we're going to go, because he has the benefit of Watford and he has 3 days with his staff to put a plan together after what we do against Watford. So we go the same, and we but we lose any kind of shock factor from the Watford lineup. I think if Klopp has the benefit of knowing how they go, in hindsight, a day before, 2 days before, I wonder whether he'd do it the same. I don't think he would. I know he talks about there's been a lot made of the PlayStation quotes and stuff like that, but I think if he gets their lineup a day before, I think he thinks we try and win this by 60. Because arguably, well, their first two subs, I know what they are, and they're quite good.
I take Dan's point there. There is a thing, though, where we all saw what Everton did at Cardiff off the back of a 19-day break or 17-day break or whatever it was, Sean, and it was an unlikely Cardiff lineup. And they get over the line, they win the game 3-0. They actually, as the game wears on, they play some good stuff. But now, and I mean this is all credit to Silva, and I actually think Silva's not quite getting the credit he deserves off the back of the performance, because everyone's focusing on other things. He very much has obviously used his 14 days to work on Everton's solidity, to work on, you know, Schneiderlin comes back in against Cardiff from nowhere, from absolutely out in the cold. And it wouldn't surprise me that possibly now Schneiderlin disappears again. But I think he's used Schneiderlin, he's used that break, and I think they'll have used a lot of that break. And this is not taking the piss out of Everton at all, to ensure that they get the best possible result they can at Goodison Park in this fixture.